This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyer talks about the truth of what he says about truth.
It's like a tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn. James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, the prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
That report from Robin Walensky, a notorious Nazi war criminal who's lived in the U.S. for nearly 70 years, now being deported to Germany after he was arrested in New York City by ICE agents yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The jury and former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort's trial continuing deliberations today. The jury in Alexandria, Virginia, wrapping up day three of deliberations yesterday without coming to a decision on the tax and bank fraud charges against Manafort. President Trump will be traveling to Charleston, West Virginia for a rally there this evening. The president's to campaign for Republican Senate candidate Patrick Morrissey, who is trying to unseat Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. Primary ballots will be cast in two states today, Alaska and Wyoming. U.S. officials now say Al-Qaeda's head bomb maker is dead after a drone strike in Yemen. That strike took place last year and likely killed Ibrahim al-Asiri, a man most recently thought to be working on bombs that could fit into a laptop or mobile device. He'd once been called the most sophisticated terrorist bomb maker on the planet. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Developments in the case of a man who allegedly opened fire in a newspaper office. A trial date's been set for the man charged with killing five people in the Capital Gazette newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland in June. The judge setting the date for Jared Ramos' trial for January 15th, 2019. Anne Arundel County State's Attorney Wes Adams will handle the prosecution.
We're going to handle it just like we would every other case. If it needs to go to trial, we go to trial. If there's a plea that can be worked out that is fair and just to everybody involved, then we'll work out a plea.
Ramos pleaded not guilty when he was indicted by a grand jury on a total of 23 counts of murder, attempted murder, and assault. He's accused of opening fire in the newsroom on June 28th. Comedian Kevin Hart's movies could be targets of a boycott now by supporters of President Trump after the comedy actor took a lot of verbal shots at the president during last night's MTV Video Music Awards show. One Trump supporter's tweeting this morning, Kevin Hart, the decline starts now. It's all downhill from here. And Cape Canaveral is a step closer to resuming manned space flights. Yesterday, SpaceX installed the walkway that astronauts are going to use to board the Crew Dragon capsule missions to the International Space Station. SpaceX is planning to send its first such manned mission to the ISS next April. For USA Radio News,
attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's waiting for you all right there. Absolutely no charge, because we are givers. And Michael Dougherty is with us. He's been giving so much these days. This is the nature of the environment in which we lived in. It's so political and so weaponized that you give whether you want to or not. And this is just, I guess a preview of things to come. Michael Dougherty, President and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomical medical laboratory with a national client base. He is, of course, our resident political Obamacare and high-tech expert here. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning from Florida. I'm doing well, my friend.
Well, I'm clear on the other side. You know, I left Florida in hurricane season there, right? And I come to Hawaii just in time to say hello to Hurricane Lane coming nearby very soon.
And wasn't there a boatload of earthquakes out in the Pacific the last few days, too, I thought?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know, I've been in Kauai, so we're overlooking right now a very peaceful Poipu beach area. But, they're saying in the next couple days it's going to start picking up. And, you know, there's warnings along the coastline and everything. So depending on how this thing's tracking, it looks like it's supposed to be at least a tropical storm when it comes through here. So. Anyway, you know.
Yeah, we get a whole segment on the Weather Channel games to drive eyeballs to fear, but we just leapfrog that and I'll say a prayer for Hawaii.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, because when we're in Florida, we always pray. You know, at our church, we pray every Sunday for the aversion of hurricanes and the safety, and it has served us well. So we're going to need that here with Hurricane Lane passing through. But anyway, we've got another hurricane in terms of our social media and Twitter. Surprise, surprise. I know you're shocked. They say we lean left, you think?
Yeah, this is, you know, what really disturbed me about that was just great. I'm like, oh, the sky's blue and they finally agree. But they say they don't monitor this. They watch behavior. They don't monitor speech. And I'm like, wait a minute. Last thing I know, communication was speech, not behavior. I mean, all we do is type words out. And this is the thing. Our constitutional rights and this oppression of speech does not happen all at once. It is a creep, 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 and it's with red herrings and circle and confused. Because, you know, I say, I've actually never seen Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. I've seen him, like, at a couple 30-second sound bites if he's on the news or something. So I know he's bombastic and red-faced and says outrageous things. But do you actually think he meant people to lift up arms to the
of course not.
Chase.
Yeah.
And
of course.
You know, and I don't know, you know, Jerry Springer was on TV for gosh know how long, and they had real injuries going on in Jerry Springer. So yes. I don't.
Well, Geraldo too. I mean, yeah. I think he still has scars to show for it.
Right. So, you know, let's step back here and just realize that even behavior, who the heck are you?
And yes, exactly.
The big issue to me that's going on here and who's supposed to fix this, Congress and the courts. Good luck.
That's scary.
It is the fact that we now basically have a platform of communication that many have bought into, like a honeypot, because we didn't know what we were getting into. Now, many people are already tied in that network, and it's a private organization, publicly traded or not. It's private enterprise, and they're our communication platform. So they're deciding what hate is, and as they cloak themselves as the caring people. And this is what the American public has to understand. These are data brokers. Their business, their profit is data brokering. It's taking information we allow them to have about us and packaging it so they can sell it to the highest bidder, whether that be for political idea or shopping or what color shoes you like. And then they have so much profit, they've now turned into social engineers and they play politics. I mean, this beast has gotten very big very quickly.
Well, and the thing is scary, Michael, what you just suggested, and that is the government is looking at this, particularly the Democrats of all people, because the Democrats want to protect this, you know, this monster in such a way to where it maintains its weaponry and its ability to censor speech. I mean, what happened to our Constitution?
Well, I mean, you could ask the first Democrat that, because they do things that they think are right, and they think that the law doesn't matter to them because they're right, and in fact they're willing to break the law because they know they're right. They take it as a badge of honor in some areas. But this really is about control. This, again, is it's the formula, the playbook of human history, of the dominating governments, whether they be parties in America or anywhere else, is, you know, build codependency on the public. Tell them you're going to save them. Keep them from the bottom close, but don't let them fly too high. And then once you've got them in the cage, they're trapped. And this is and right now, these people are nonstop honeypots because we always have a battle in this country. And so what do they try to do? They try to open the floodgates to illegal immigration so they can stack the deck against people that are not educated about America and dependent on America and don't know better than to think they're codependent. So they can switch the numbers, because the more educated you get and the more you understand what this company stands for, the more conservative you become.
Michael, they have been, you know, of course, they were initially accused, then the truth came out. They were actually shadow banning. Explain to our audience the act of shadow banning that these social media giants have been exercising, particularly Facebook.
Well, they like to use a definition that's absolute, so that that your shadow is, you know, how big of a presence you have, and banning is absolute. And so you watch like Vox or far left things. They're not shadow banning. It's not absolute. Well, it's really reducing your echo. It's, it's throttling your reach. It's reducing your audience. It's again, you know, when people take away your freedoms, they don't do it obviously because they never want to object to that. So they're covert. So it's
right.
They throttle you back. They pull back on the reins, and they make sure you don't get as broad an audience. You don't get as much of an audience, and they put you in an echo chamber. And that's the way the media has done it for decades. If they don't like a story, they just don't report it. And that's the same thing. This is just media control, not reporting.
Right, exactly. And the fact that they're doing this, again, as you say, they honeypotted this situation to where, you know, it's also, hey, we're frogs again in boiling water. We're losing our rights, you know, on what basis of the Constitution can they arbitrarily decide Alex Jones just, you know, they don't like what he says, and, you know, particularly considering what's gone by in the past from the left. I haven't heard of any kind of scrutiny against anybody on the left, have you?
No.
Oh, I guess.
Get to a shadow banning.
Yeah. How silly are we? Why do we even ask that question? Big tech and cyber analyst Michael Dougherty continues with us. Stay with us after the break. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by ProPure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Against the power of the unknown.
not, well, the realization of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that's what more you would want. Welcome back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself among millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, hey, we understand that, and there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. They're a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for your medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital, really, okay? Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family that includes mom, dad, all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org for all the information you need to know. Our conversation with Michael Dougherty continues. As we find ourselves, Michael, we got honeypotted on the situation. That's where we are, Jack. No denying it. And, well, we've turned over a lot of our freedoms to Twitter and Facebook and these social media giants. I mean, Donald Trump blasted social media, you know, supposedly that they won't allow censorship. But, boy, they're right smack dab in the middle of it.
Well, because he uses them, and it's like in honor of Aretha Franklin, her great song, "Who is Zooming Who?"
Yes.
So because, you know, I mean, Obama won because he was using technology so well, and they're like thinking that's fantastic, and then he turns on them and uses Twitter to drill right through the public, and he is unapologetic, and he plays the long game, and they're in absolute hysterics. So their masks are dropping. And prepare yourself, everyone, because the masks are going to be really thrown overboard the closer we get to Election Day this November, because exactly. They are going to do they just can't take it. I mean, no.
Well, it's no holds barred. I mean, they just cannot allow another 2016 to happen. And you talk about the insurance plan that they're working on. I mean, the FBI's insurance plan didn't work, clearly. And so now Twitter, Facebook, Google, they're all complicit in this deal, and they're throttling back anything conservative right now.
Right, and what is about this election, I think, is accountability, because if they get that house blue, all investigations will stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting to such an outrageous point that the blood's up with the American public, and some people better go to jail. I mean, these people that are trying to hold everyone accountable for quote-unquote justice, don't hold themselves accountable, don't hold their cronies accountable, don't hold anyone that could embarrass them or expose them accountable. But if you're none of those and you're an example for their agenda, out come the wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it's interesting that Manafort is still, that jury's still, talking.
Right.
Because, you know, this is really not good for the Justice Department at this point. But, you know, this is all interrelated. And that's what I think fundamentally it's about. And this is why they come and take away your freedoms to communicate. Governments don't want it. So who are the first ones trying to regulate the internet? China, Iran, North Korea, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the first ones trying to throttle back? Because the powerful want the masses ignorant, uninformed, and divided. Divide and conquer so you can't talk to each other.
Exactly.
And so when Trump won, these people went, oh, forget the First Amendment. This can't happen twice.
Oh, no, exactly. And that's exactly it. And right now we're all being preconditioned, as you say, for this next election. I mean, Michael, if this thing gets out of hand, I mean, and probably what I'm saying right now could be dangerous. I mean, when you talk about throttling back, I mean, what are the possibilities here where you've got this kind of activity taking place and Main Street America says, well, enough of this stuff. This is ridiculous. I mean, this thing is so rigged. This thing's more bogus, more rigged than what Hillary Clinton did with Bernie Sanders.
Well, that's just a drop in the bucket, right? I mean, the thing about what Hillary did to Bernie Sanders, in my opinion, is that we found out about it. That's the unique thing. That stuff goes on all day long, evidently.
Right, exactly.
You know, well, and this is the thing, and this is why they're all sort of like, holy cow, he won, I can't believe it. I don't know if you saw Judge Smith's opening on Saturday, but she talked great about the cleaner. That when the government, I've never ever heard anyone say this, when the government screws up big time, they send in a cleaner. mm-hmm. just like in the movie Pulp Fiction. And right. I thought that was an amazing analogy because I seen it happen to me mm-hmm. and my case and what's gone on. I mean, I've exposed the Federal Trade Commission working with a criminal, and the amount of pushback from that to not get out is astounding. Mm-hmm. And there's a playbook they put in play all the time.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you hear so often from Main Street, everyday Americans going, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. And they're starting to wake up to see what's going on. I mean, the fact that you got Alex Jones and InfoWars being, put on the bench for behavior, bad behavior. I mean, this is astounding. In a free speech society, allegedly. But again, remember what happened with the IRS. IRS, I say, at least affected six voting cycles. Had to be at least six, Michael. I'm not sure the exact number. But at least six voting cycles with all their shenanigans and slow-walking conservative interests, their tax exemption process and everything. I mean, it was disgusting what the IRS did. And no harm, no foul. Nobody goes to jail. And six voting cycles were affected. And we're still dealing with the effects of what they've done. So what are we looking forward to here with what Facebook and Twitter and Google and what these social media platforms are doing in manipulating these voting cycles? What are we going to be dragging around with us for the next, several years?
Well, the fact of the matter is this whole thing started, I say this all the time, this whole thing started in 1914, 1915.
Yes.
We've got a bag over our head. It's going to take just as many cycles to unwind it because they are protecting themselves. We're fighting. We just want to know, and they're protecting us knowing. It's not like we can just get the information we wanted. And so, mm-hmm. and there's all sorts of gamesmanship. There's silencing, there's throttling, and then there's also their other favorite one, a temper tantrum so loud you can't hear what's really going on.
Exactly.
Now, look at me over here, throw a fit, rave heck, have a massive protest in pink outfits so that you don't look over there.
Yeah, it's all a distraction. Exactly. And I wrote about this in a column about, noticing how loud things have gotten. And, the idea that, with volume, you get the disguise and things that are hidden, to your point. Amongst other things, I use the analogy that a dear friend of mine, a Grammy Award winner, said, musicians sometimes turn it up and use reverb to hide their mistakes.
They do whatever they can. There are just no boundaries. And the thing that's kind of nice about this now is that you say this stuff now and people believe you way more than they did like 5 years ago.
Right.
5 years ago, you had to walk on eggshells. You had to throttle your back, too, because you sounded too unbelievable. They just threw the baby out the bathwater. So we still have a lot of sleepwalking Americans, and it's called the left, because those are the people that are exploited more than anybody else. I mean, all those control freaks in the government just feed the left this illusion that they're being saved. And, the left has got to understand they're being duped worse than anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael, what do we do? I mean, as you say, you think it's bad now. It's going to get worse here closer to the midterms that we get in terms of shadow banning and all the technology that, people who are in charge here of this communication network, what do we do?
In the short term, you got to show up to vote in November. Don't you dare sit home. Don't you dare sit home. If you can early vote, go early vote. You got to get out there because that's what everyone's worried about is Republican complacency.
Exactly. Big tech analyst and cyber expert, the one and only Michael Dougherty, has been with us, director of National Cybersecurity Society and board member at NetShield Corporation. Michael, thank you so much. As always, appreciate the time. Take care.
All right. Take care, Bill. Thanks, man.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's lawyer talks about the truth of what he says about truth.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
So you're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Because
James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
That report from Robin Walensky, a notorious Nazi war criminal who's lived in the U.S. for nearly 70 years, now being deported to Germany after he was arrested in New York City by ICE agents yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can always go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there because we're givers. We got plenty to give away, and so we're happy to, you know, bless you with all this great information. I got some great information coming for you right now with our next guest. He was the former political advisor to NATO as a NATO ambassador, former Department of Defense counterterrorism prosecutor, involved with the USS Cole attack in 9/11, and at Gitmo. His parents immigrated to the United States from Afghanistan in the 70s, and he is now running for Congress in California's 52nd district. Omar Cutrod is with us. Omar, how are you?
Great to be on with you. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Hey, a pleasure to have you here. I mean, with your background in that, the one thing we love about this country is we're all immigrants. Is not, you know, there's not very many indigenous people here, you know, so we all come from different places. But for you and your family and your parents to come here in the 70s from Afghanistan, do you remember much of that?
You know, me and my two older sisters were born and raised in Southern California. Mm-hmm. My parents came from Afghanistan in the early 70s for the same reason so many people around the world have come to America over the decades and at this point the centuries, which is the American dream, the fact that our Constitution and our country not only enshrines but codifies into law our values and principles, which I think are universal principles that is the most natural state of human beings, which is freedom. Mm-hmm. And so my parents were decided Americans. They decided to come to the United States for education and stay in America and be Americans, and that's what they did. So me and my two older sisters, Mary and Messina, were blessed to be born and raised in the greatest country in human history. We're taught to believe in this nation and to put our lives on the line and fight for this nation, too, because we are really a nation at a crossroads. We're a world at a crossroads. And I'll get into, you know, in a minute why I'm running. But that was our upbringing. And we ended up in a place where we achieved the American dream in a place like California, Southern California, where the government is basically doing everything they can to try to undermine the progress of, I think, what are called, you know, so-called minorities, and generation after generation of minorities not being lifted up out of poverty in the state of California. You know, it was a mentality difference, and that was the key thing that I think was instilled in me and my two older sisters, was two Reagan Republican parents and the belief in this country and the belief in yourself to overcome obstacles.
Exactly. Well, Omar, you know, which our founding fathers designed, you know, that each of the states would be a laboratory, the opportunity of all the stuff that's happening here in California. I was born and raised in California, and I'm talking to you from Southern California even right now. And so I saw a lot early on as a kid, you know, growing up, what's happened to the state, how the state has evolved. But it is a story. And as I tell my kids all the time, you know, it is experience that defines preference. And for the rest of the country, they should take the experience and the pain that Californians are going through because of a one-party state and let that translate into a better government, hopefully.
Look, Bill, you put it so perfectly. You called it, you know, the laboratory. The states are a laboratory. We have a system where the 10th Amendment, a lot of a tremendous number and significant powers are vested in the states and not the federal government. And this laboratory of California's government has failed. It's failed over and over, and you got the same lab scientists putting the same ingredients and the same formula, and we're getting the same results, which is, this is what I saw when I came back to my home state after being with the Defense Department for several years.
Exactly.
I came back home to my home state seeing our public school system ranked almost last in the nation. I lived a failed public education system myself in a neighborhood that had a gang problem. Mm-hmm. I was graduating with kids who were, without exaggeration, you know, elementary, junior high, high school, some of whom were illiterate. And I saw a state, when I returned, $1.3 trillion in debt, including unfunded liabilities by some estimates. I saw a generation, a couple of generations emerging that don't really have any jobs to go to. And so you have all these young people coming up, and they're either uneducated and jobless, or they're educated with a ton of student debt and jobless. Mm-hmm. Small business exodus. And I just couldn't stand on the sidelines, not only watching this, but to close the loop on this. In San Diego, second largest homeless veteran population in the nation.
That's hard.
And I'm looking at this congressman, my opponent, who is hiding behind the city council and hiding behind the mayor of San Diego when it is the responsibility of the federal government to take care of service members, full stop. And I just couldn't stand on the sidelines watching people hurting real ordinary Americans because they're out of touch and advocating policies of Nancy Pelosi over 90% of the time.
Right. Well, thank God for you stepping up to do something, you know, to be a part of the solution and not another chapter of the problem that is here in California. Now, Omar, you know, this illegal immigration situation, I mean, the last time I was here, maybe about a month and a half ago, the individual cities were revolting against, you know, what Jerry Brown and the Democrats have promoted with sanctuary cities. What do you say?
I say that we have to defend and apply the Constitution, period.
Right.
I think that it would be a mistake for us to veer off much farther than that very simple point. Mm-hmm. The Constitution is not a suggestion. It's not a set of suggestions. It is binding. It is law.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter how one feels, immigration law has to be enforced. We have to respect our Constitution and our system. And, you know, I joke about it with, you know, some folks. I was with some people recently visiting. They said they thanked me for running for Congress. And I told them, hey, you know, the bar is so low these days. It's actually, you know, not that bad. The choice that we have between candidates like me and candidates like my opponent, for instance, these days, is basically you got one candidate that when they take an oath to the Constitution, that being me, you know, I will, and I have taken the oath to the Constitution as an officer in the U.S. Army Reserve, as a former Defense Department official, you are swearing to uphold and defend the Constitution. You have public officials now who are not advancing the interests of the American people or defending the Constitution, but they're undermining the Constitution. I think that's a very simple, the simple place that we need to stay as it relates to illegal immigration. You know, the bottom line is that you got folks in this country who are just afraid of the word illegal these days. And my parents came from Afghanistan. That was not easy to do. Mm-hmm. And I know what it's like to have real struggles. My family had real struggles, and we achieved the American dream, and there should be nothing unusual about that. Mm-hmm. I want to have as many people come into this country that makes sense with our national security and economic interests, and I want them to do so legally, the way my parents did.
Are they going to add or take away to this great American experiment? Right now, that question somehow, in the name of political correctness, can't be asked. And as you say, there's been an abandonment of the rule of law. Well, of course, with that comes chaos, and we have chaos right now in our immigration system because there's a lack of intestinal fortitude from the legislators and others that don't really want to honor their vow. And I'm glad you mentioned the vow, Omar. I mean, here you are, you know, the part of it is that you swear allegiance to the country and to protect it, supporting the U.S. Constitution and protecting it against, you know, enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, you know, it's like, as you say, the choice between candidates is really clear these days. It's becoming quite clear. It's like either you're for the Constitution or you're against it.
What I want to see, Bill, is the American people to express themselves politically when they vote with a clarity of mind of the nation being at a crossroads. And if I can make this point as clear as possible, I'll give you an example that really hits home. Mm-hmm. The shutdown. You had my opponent and Democrats, you know, we called it the Schumer shutdown for a reason.
Omar, all the best to you. Whatever we can do to support you, you know, I look forward to having you back on with us, okay?
Bill, thank you so much. And if I could just tell your listeners, I'd be honored if you'd visit the website and consider supporting our campaign. We have a toss-up seat here, and we could flip this seat this cycle.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, Samantha Mao is with us. Yes, the good news grow when you go to BillMartinezLive.com. You see her, you know, beautiful picture right there, along with all the, her viral videos, a list of them there, because sometimes we can't get to them all. And, you know, Sam, I got to tell you, let's bring you on here right now. You know, these viral videos kind of remind me a little bit of a high school annual. You know, when you get to feel a little bit down, you can go back and review your high school annual and read about all the great things people thought of you. Funny at the end of school, but yet, you know, the four previous years of your high school experience, they tormented the heck out of you, but now all of a sudden they're your BFF, right?
I know, it's like that's the time to get your compliments in, is in your high school annual. I definitely, you know what, that kind of makes me want to go back and look at my old high school annuals today and
right.
See what nice things people had to say.
Well, yeah, that's what, you know, you see, go back and you kind of feel good and go, oh, you know, maybe I wasn't as big a jerk as I thought I was or something. Or maybe I was, you know, so, and I've changed my evil ways, so I'm all the better for it. Exactly. But like I said, it's going, wait, why didn't you, like some of these things that they wrote in my hand, you're like, well, why didn't you tell me that sooner? Why'd you wait until my senior year, you know, it would have been nice. But anyway, it's good. It's good to have that. But all that, all in the same vein as these viral videos, is that we can go back and look at the archives and refresh our minds of all the good news and great people around this world and around our country that are just being kind to one another. It's stuff that we don't hear about every day. I mean, what we see being demonstrated, especially in the political angle of our society, is just a lot of meanness and rudeness and incivility. That aside, we're given hope because of your viral videos. So thank you for being so faithful and sharing them with us every week.
Oh, my pleasure. I love doing it. You know,
well,
I think the internet like has made people able to be a little bit nastier to each other, like you said, because they're kind of faceless behind. But they're also, it also allows us to share this news and learn about all the wonderful things people are doing. So.
Exactly. So we hope to balance out the nastiness here with some kindness and love for humankind here. Like this first story you have, this is a beer delivery man talk a suicidal man off the bridge. What happened?
You know, this is in St. Paul, Minnesota, and Quaim Anderson and Jason Gable. actually they saw a man hanging off the, like, outside of a fence over an interstate overpass, and they kind of, they stopped, and they were like, and Anderson goes, you know, what are you doing? Like, are you thinking of jumping? Don't jump. And the guy that's, you know, leaning over the overpass thinking of jumping is like, you don't know me, you don't care. And he says, you know, if I didn't care, I wouldn't be here. And so, you know, as soon as he realizes that the guy is suicidal, you know, they call 911, and they keep talking to him for an hour, even after the police have arrived. And they found out they actually have a lot in common. You know, they have grown up nearby, you know, they have houses nearby, they have similar backgrounds. And he said he actually kept thinking about Denzel Washington. You know, how he would act like a cop in movies, and he's like, I just got to keep this guy engaged and entertained. And as you said, they're beer delivery men, and he ends up offering him a cold pack of beer, and the guy comes down. He doesn't end up getting to share the beer because they have to, you know, take him to the hospital and make sure he's okay. But
so he didn't,
you know,
but he didn't get a chance to share the beer.
He didn't get a chance to share the beer.
But it wasn't like the beer later. Well, thank God the beer delivery man had enough sense to say, hey, jump on down here. We'll have a cold one together. No, just kidding.
That's,
you know,
right. Well, and, you know, the interesting thing about the story, too, is they just happened to be in the right place at the right time. Apparently,
exactly.
They take the same route every Wednesday, and this is not the way they normally would go. They just happened to make a different turn and run into this man who needed them at that moment. They said it wasn't part of their plan. It was part of God's plan.
Exactly.
And, you know,
well,
anybody
well,
can
hopefully,
be a hero. You never know a day.
Yeah, well, hopefully they get a chance to share a beer, and if they haven't already, just to, you know, memorialize the moment. And, you know, that's such a great, great story. And, you know, sometimes you wonder, you go, okay, what do I have to offer when somebody is without hope? And just to be concerned, be a fellow man, you know, somebody, we don't know what this man was going through, but to be that depressed that he just wanted to end his life. But for some, you know, for two guys, you know, everyday men just out there doing their daily work, delivering beer. Hey, come on down. Let's talk,
right.
You know, let's have a beer together.
Right.
And he goes on to live another day, and hopefully he has found some, he has found something, you know, some resolve and, you know, beyond this day that keeps him going. Like I said, we'll look forward to part two of that story, and that is that the men finally get a chance to share a beer together. Let's talk about NYU offering free tuition for all its medical students. Whoa, what's going on here?
Well, you know, they're the only top 10 university in the country that's actually doing this. And, you know, with all the talk about healthcare and this debate, I just think this is a great idea, is like to give doctors the option of being able to attend school without that overwhelming debt. It's something that they've had for 10 years in the making, and raising scholarships and doing different stuff, because they want people to be able to focus on their medical career and not, you know, a lot of people are not able to, you know, you can't be a general practitioner because you have so much debt. They want to go into higher paying fields.
Exactly.
And so they're having a harder time retaining doctors in these fields. And, you know, people still have to pay for their cost of living and their, you know, their places to stay. But the amount of debt that people usually graduate with is close to $200,000.
Yeah.
And
well, you know firsthand, being married to a doctor, you know firsthand. So you see those bills and what Zwan went through.
And, you know, and for him, he was actually in the National Guard, so that was able to help him alleviate some of that debt. But everybody doesn't have that ability or the option. You know, everybody can't be in the National Guard and go to med school, and I think it's a wonderful idea.
It's a great idea, Sam. Exactly, that's a great idea, because we have to remember with Obamacare, how many doctors did we lose when Obamacare was enacted?
That's right, and you have all these regulations and different things that are, and you know, being a doctor, it takes a lot of long hours and hard work, and this debt is just something else that you can kind of alleviate. And the more doctors we have, the better off we all are. I love that NYU is offering free tuition for all its medical students. They announced it at the white coat ceremony at the beginning of the year. So.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Congratulations to all of them.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hey, I'm not much into conspiracy, but you got 16 nurses getting pregnant at an Arizona hospital ICU. What's going on? I know it's not the water. So what is it?
I know. They actually all joked around that it was the water. They said it was about 10% of the nursing staff at the ICU at this Mesa, Arizona hospital. And they actually, the first one that's due out of this group of 16 is due in September. And then the last one's due in January. And they said they didn't actually realize quite how many of them were pregnant until they started a Facebook group. And there were 16 of them in there. So they're all going to be off right around Christmas time, they joke.
Unbelievable. That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
That is wild. Well, congratulations. We pray that all goes well for all 16 nurses there at the Arizona Hospital.
Yeah.
And hopefully they've got enough nurses to back them up.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because if you got that many out for, for pregnancy and for delivery and that's going to put a pinch. And we already know that nurses like doctors are hard to come by these days as well. I saw this video about this nun from Minnesota that went absolutely viral after throwing out the first pitch at a White Sox game. Tell us about that.
So Sister Mary Jo Sovic is actually originally from St. Cloud, Minnesota, and she works for Marion, Illinois. And she was there to throw the first pitch on Saturday's game, and people just went crazy because she bounces the ball off her arm and then throws a pitch like nobody's ever seen. And this woman, she graduated from high school in about 87, so that tells you around what age she is. She's a nun. She's got her hat on and everything. You don't see it coming at all, and she just nails it. And the crowd goes wild, and she's gone viral.
Yeah, she showed up 50 Cent. Remember 50 Cent? He didn't even get, he wasn't even close to the plate. I think he threw it in the dugout or something.
Man.
He bounced it out in the dugout. It was incredible. But yeah, she threw a strike. Yeah, it was great. I love it.
Yes. And she threw a sharp curveball, they said. I'm just so impressed.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a bender on it. You're right. You're exactly right. We got a couple more to cover here in the last minute or so. So let's talk about this 91-year-old goes viral for love of farm and family. What's going on here?
Tony Bernhardt is a Korean War veteran, and he has over, like, between his grandchildren and great-grandchildren, he has over 60 young members of his family. And he still gets out there on his on his farm equipment every day, and he decides, I'm just going to keep doing it until I can't do it anymore. And, he was getting on his combine in Kintyre, North Dakota, and his son was helping him, and his grandson decides to videotape it, and millions of people have seen the video. And I think that people are just, it's not just his age and what he's doing, it's that, his whole family's together, and that he seems to just kind of embody what we think of as the American spirit. He's a guy who, he said he's never left home except when he was drafted into the Korean War, and then he came right back. And, they said that people think maybe he's pushing himself too hard, but that's what keeps him going. And I really think there's something to that. My own grandpa's 93, and he gets out there and mows the lawn every week, which is unbelievable. Wow.
Keeps him going. Well, there it is. Well, we got to leave it. We got to wrap it right there. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon. So visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of